Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. I'm about to send you this invite on. I'm gonna see if you can see it. I'm gonna send you this invite, and I hope that you can see it. And people are getting to come on. I just sent it to you. Do you see something on your screen?
Yeah.
As you come.
What's going on?
That's me.
I can hear you. I can hear you. I'm about to send you this invite.
Let me see.
Let me see if you can see it. I'm going to send you this.
You have your earphones in?
I do.
Okay. Say something. Do you hear the feedback now?
I cannot hear the feedback.
Okay, good.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly fine. I can hear you perfectly well. You know, I've asked you to come, and I'm just waiting to see if you can come on Facebook. Can you come on Facebook?
Hold on one second.
What's going on? Come on.
Let me see. Where did you actually send the invite?
I said it's on my page. It's actually on this page with the feed. So if you're looking at the chat box, on Facebook, that's where it is.
Okay, hold on one second.
What's going on?
I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Those who are coming through, I have none other than Coach Mark Morton. Hopefully, you can be able to see him. If not, I definitely have him on Blog Talk Radio, so you can see me and you can definitely hear him while he's doing that. Let me ask you a question. Coach Mark.
Yes, I'm here with you.
Do you know how to request to be on the broadcast? Are you on my page? Are you on my page on Facebook?
I am on your page.
Okay, Look, you see me. You see you talking, right?
Yeah, I see you talking.
Okay, you see a little thing at the bottom? 1, 2, 3. It's like a little person. It's a little portrait. Right side it. What's going on, Noble? What's going on? Lee Major is in the house. What's going on, Kirk? Do you see something right there that we can request to come on? Do you see something like that?
What's going on, Noble? Ed? What's going on? Lee Major.
Hold on 1 second. Let me see. I request. Is that
Hey, Mom. How you doing? Got my mom on. I appreciate you guys being patient with this. All right, do you see it?
I don't see it, Doc.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, because we're on live. We're just going to talk, and we're just going to do it like this. If you can see it, whenever you see it, just connecting, just something that just says, come on, adding you on, requesting to be on. So I've added you. You said you saw it. But then, what happened?
Just kidding.
No, I saw a request to watch the to watch it, but I don't see the actual request for you. If you could, you said it's in the chat?
Yeah. So what you saw, you should have clicked on it. You didn't click on it?
No, it just came up in my pop.
Okay. Yeah, you had to click on it. That's the time I wanted you to be there so you can click on it. But don't worry about it. I got you on here. I got you on here. Yeah, Mom. You got the earphone. But right now I have with me none other than Coach Mark Gordon. So, Coach Mark, you are on Facebook and you are also on Blog Talk Radio. Those are coming on. This gentleman is phenomenal therapist. And can you just tell them a little bit about yourself, Coach Mark?
Yeah, so actually I'm not a therapist, but I am a certified wellness and transformational coach. So I've pretty much work in the same vein as one that would be a therapist. But in actuality, what I do is I help people achieve their goals and their desires. And part of what I do is I believe in holistic transformations, mind, body, soul, and spirit. So if someone is looking at, or have goals in one of those areas or holistically all of those areas, I can help them get there. And who better to know about transformation and wellness than someone that has gone through the journey themselves, which is myself. And, you know, part of my whole transformation is that I've lost over 65 pounds total, 45 within the last year and a half, and also shifted mindsets that has really caused me to change my trajectory of my life and what I believe about myself and my ability.
You know, and I love that. And you know, because you've been following along with me where I've come from. You've seen where I've come from. I've had my own transformation. I'm still in the process. He's further along down this road than I am. But, you know, transformation is a transformation. And I just got to tell you this.
Know, part of that is, you know, one of the things that we do oftentimes is compare ourselves. And that's one of the biggest challenges that we have to overcome. Because truly a transformation is not just a one-time or a short instance. It's a lifetime journey. It's an ongoing. This is not a race to get to the finish line real quick. This is, if you're really trying to transform your life, this is something that is going to be ongoing for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah.
And
you know
I see
what?
The comments, leave those pancakes alone.
Listen, only Lee Major comes in and tries to do that. I call him pancake boy number two because now he loves pancakes. So I'm not going to put, you're going to put it out there, I'll put it out there. He loves himself some pancakes, too. And it's okay with
nothing
pancakes.
Nothing wrong with pancakes.
That's right. That's right. No shaming on here. All right. That's right. But when I was saying of transformation is transformation, as long as you're in the process and you're dedicated to it, like I said, there's no comparison. As long as you put in the effort. But that whole thing about transformation, let me ask you this question. What jump-started your transformation?
What really jump-started my transformation, let me be perfectly honest. Like many others, I was on this continuous battle of a roller coaster, if you will, of ups and downs. I mean, I would get real focused and lose the weight, and then I would gain it all back and plus some more. You know, I'm pretty sure many of us, or there's many people, even a lot of people that I work with have experienced that constant up and down of losing the weight and then gaining it back, losing the weight, gaining it back. When I started going through my own transformation or coaching, part of getting my certification, I had to go through weekly coaching. And in that weekly coaching, part of what we do is help people become aware about who they are, what's been sabotaging their success in the past, and then cracking a well-designed plan of where they want to go. What I found out in this process was that I always had a plan to lose the weight, but I never had a plan to, or never invested as much energy into maintaining the weight. So I had to become clear about, wait a minute, hold on just a second. If I want to keep the weight off, not only lose it, but keep the weight off, I need to have a plan to do so. But what I really realized that my weight was a bigger issue, or that wasn't the core issue. The core issue was my mindset. And once I started dealing with my mindset, then the weight just started falling off and melting off to now I'm at the smallest that I've ever been in my adult life, as well as this is the longest that I've ever kept the weight off as like I have.
Wow. That's great. First of all, I love what you said. You have to be aware, because one thing I talk about here on the Hard Love Radio Show, even when I'm preaching on Tuesday night, is being aware of your feelings, being aware of your emotions, being 100% engaged in where you are emotionally, spiritually, physically, all those things. You know, so I love that part when you said about the being aware, because you have to be aware. You have to know.
Yeah, be aware. Yes, you know, one of the things that I'm trained in as a coach is a process called learn, be, do. So if you're taking notes or if you got anything, I want you to write that down. Learn, be, and do. So most of us, when we have a goal that we're trying to achieve, we go immediately at the do part, which is the action. So right by do, I want you to write action. That's the action. That's the weight, the diet. That's I'm going to go to the gym. That's what we go out to do. I personally believe, and what when I work with my clients, is that the action is less important than the learning, which is the first part, the learning.
Right.
Meaning, what do I need to do? What's been sabotaging me? What works for who I am and my body? What is really, what is my real goal? So everything around the learning is important for you to be successful in the action. And then the middle part is the be. This is who I need to be in order to be successful. What characteristics, what motivation, what mindsets do I need to have to be successful in the action? You're going to fail at the action if you haven't invested the time and energy to know the learning about yourself in order to be successful in the action.
I love the way you broke that down. Listen, whoever comes on, guess what? I am taking notes, you know, and I'm a therapist, and guess what? I'm taking notes because what he says, what this gentleman, Coach Mark, is saying is so important. It's so important. I love how you broke that down. I love how you broke it down. When you said action is less important, that's to learn is the most important part, right?
Learning is the most important. You know, here's the real issue, and you know this as much as possible. We have
right.
so much noise going on, and I, you know, we have so much in our ear and so much that we don't take time out to really learn about ourselves and who we are. And what makes us tick, what motivates us, what I personally believe, even as it relates to relationships, that when we are in a relationship and we get out of the relationship fails, we oftentimes blame the other person and say the other person this, that, that. And that's true. But I think that there's benefit in taking process and saying, what did I learn about this? What did I learn about myself in this relationship? What do I like? What do I not like? So that you can better equip yourself for the next person and for the next experience, because we tend to replicate bad experiences because we didn't learn from the previous experience. So much investment in who you are, what you like, what you don't like is so vital for success in just general.
You know, one thing that I say is this, in addition to what you're saying, is that for one thing I talk about is trust the process. You got to trust the process. Like you said, you have to be willing to learn. Because if you're not willing to learn, you're going to repeat the exact same thing over and over again. You have to be willing to learn. It's funny, that's why I was preaching about a little bit, touching a little bit of that on Tuesday night, about as far as being willing to learn. You've got to be willing to learn. That part about self-sabotaging. Can you talk a little bit about the self-sabotaging part?
Self-sabotaging, you know, this is something that therapists it comes up a lot in their sessions and so forth. But it's also the idea of it goes back to mindset.
Right.
What self-sabotaging really comes from a place of not feeling worthy. So help the listeners out, but I'm gonna tell my story. My story was this. I remember I was putting in the work and was growing and developing. And I began to really just see myself progressing and moving forward. And I remember one day I was washing dishes in my kitchen and I broke down. I mean, literally crying, man tears in my face. I mean, I broke down to the point where I grabbed the sink and just belt over with, I mean, there was so much emotion just running through me at the moment. And when I was pulling myself together, I broke down not because of where I was going, but in that moment, I didn't feel worthy of the place that I saw myself going. This is so good. Check this out. So when I started getting coaching around it and reflecting around it, what I realized was that unworthiness showed up in every area of my life. So what this looked like was when I would go to a social event, I would sit over in the corner and say, you know what, I'm shy. Let me just get my surrounding because I didn't feel worthy to intimately engage in that surroundings. I am one of the most sought out project managers in my organization. And when I was invited to sit at the table with the decision makers, I wouldn't even speak up because I felt unworthy and like my voice didn't matter because of unworthiness. Even when it came down to pursuing someone that I was interested, I was like, they're fine, they look good, blah, blah, blah. But I was so unworthy, felt so unworthy that I wouldn't even step to them and be like, what's up? So when you talk about self-sabotaging, that's basically a place of mindset and unworthiness. So when goodness or things are about to have, you destroy because you don't even feel worthy of what's about to take place in your life. Or you feel unworthy about the greatness that you're going to experience. So you look for ways to stop that. You look for ways to excuse that out of your life. You look for ways to shut it down so that you won't have to experience it. And it may be avoidance of emotions, avoidance of, you know, the feelings that come along with it, or you may have been hurt in that area, so you destroy it so you won't have to go forward.
Right. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, this is good to me.
This we just rolling with it. And I'm thanking you for even sharing that part. Because, like, when you have that, it's almost like I think Oprah might say that that aha moment, right? That aha moment. We just released everything. Released everything. You felt much better, right?
Listen, I'm at the place now in my life where I wish that I would have known this 20 years ago, because if I knew this 20 years ago, I would be unstoppable. And I am in mad pursuit to ensure that as many people as I possibly can, I want to influence a generation to have this much freedom and know who they are. So now, every morning, part of that is when I wake up and I look into the mirror, I look and say, how do I want to show up into the world? And so when I decide how I want to show up, there's nothing no one can say, nothing that no one can tell me that can persuade me any other way. Even if it's not necessarily what other people think is good, it's how I chose to show up. So I'm all good with it.
You are.
So, yeah.
Let me ask you this question. So who are some of your influences, some of your inspirations?
Oh, wow. Okay. So one of my inspirations, well, my mentor is none other than everyone knows. Well, if you don't know, but my mentor is Lisa Nichols. So right now I sit under her tutelage, under her footsteps and taking courses and and so forth with her. So Lisa Nichols is one of my is my mentor. Also, Mother Oprah. You cannot go wrong with Mother Oprah. She's a lifelong learner. She's a one that gives a lot of wisdom, but is open to wisdom. And while I'm here, I'm going to put a shameless plug to one of her books. And those of you that may be on the fence with Oprah, this is not a book just solely by her. It's a book by great thought leaders around the world that she's pulled from her interviews and super collections, but it's called The Path Made Clear by Oprah Winfrey. So if you're looking for a good read, it's a quick read, but there's so many nuggets in that book. It's just amazing. So I was at Oprah. And then now, because I'm a transformational coach, Ayanla Fixed My Life, or Ayanla, is one of my influencers. And more so, if you, those of you that listen to her or see her shows, there is a lot of nuggets that you can get from her just by watching her show. Like, for example, one of the things that I really admire about how when she works with her clients is she says, give the feeling a name. Because oftentimes we hide behind, I'm all right. I'm good. What is good? What does that mean? Give it a feeling. Speak it. And a lot of times we don't deal straightforward with our emotions and so forth. So those are my three influencers, my three people that I follow right now that I'm engaged with.
Well, you know, I have to say this, Coach. First of all, thank you, Coach. I have to say this. I was watching Ayanna, and I have to tell you, she was speaking with someone. I'm not going to say who that person was. I know you've probably seen it. And the female she was speaking with kept on giving her certain everything else. But she wasn't giving it a feeling, give it a name. She wasn't giving it a name. She just kept on until she helped that person. This is how you feel. I am feeling X, Y, and Z. And she said, you know, so she made her name it. And she wasn't naming it. She was saying everything else other than naming feeling. You know, she's like, that's a state of mind. That's not a feeling. How are you feeling? So I love how you said that. Give the feeling a name. Call it
yeah,
out.
And we have not been taught to communicate. We have not been taught how to express. And so as an educator who works with students that come from disadvantaged neighborhoods who are significantly behind, part of what I teach in building language for those students is we set sentence stems or sentence starters so that they know how to communicate instead of giving one-word answers. So she also uses is, at this moment, my emotions are. And it's really giving language to how to express yourself. You can do that in relationships. You can do that in friendships. You can do that as you're communicating. With for jobs, you know, to effectively communicate is by starting off. Currently, I'm feeling my emotions are here right now. It's hard for me to express, but right now I'm feeling this, and it gives you a better way to communicate. And part of one of the things that we have realized in this whole last 5 years, and not to be political, is that we've been talking past each other, and we don't take the time to one empathetically listen. And then be able to effectively communicate what we're hearing and how we're feeling to another person.
Right. I love how you said that. I love how you said that. I have to say that that sentence starters, that's good. Let me ask you a question. Have you applied these, like, in your personal relationships? When you give sentence starters, hey, let's do this. Or do you just put it in there and just go with the flow?
It depends because it depends on the relationship and it depends on where I am. Here's what I am using. I don't necessarily use sentence starters. It's somewhat is. One of the things that we often do in relationships that sabotage it is assumptions. And so if you're listening, I want you to say out loud assumptions. When we build relationships, friendships, intimate relationships, we build a mindset, an idea of what that person needs. Some of it is what they told us. Some of it is what they showed us, what they like and don't like. Well, we all develop and grow. We very seldomly check in with the person and say, what do you need from me in this moment? How can I show up for you in this moment? When someone passes away, when someone has a traumatic experience, instead of assuming what that person wants, what if we approach it from the standpoint, how can I show up for you in this moment? I had a client that I recently did this with, and in that moment, she says, you know what? I just need you to check on me every once in a while and say, how you doing? Now, that's just a text, a quick text for me, 5 seconds or less. How are you doing, cuz? But for her, it means the world because that's what she needs for her in this moment. But if I would assume that, oh, she's all right, or this is what she needs, then it would not be fulfilling and being a meaningful in the relationship because I'm approaching it based off of what I think she needs and instead of what she's communicating she needs in this moment. So back to what you were saying, the center starter is that language that helps you better communicate and understand the person that you're relating with. Long answer, right. Sorry.
It's okay. Can't listen. It's a talk show. I'm glad, listen, they can't see, but they can definitely hear you, and I hope that they're
I apologize.
No, listen, I'm going to have to work on that. We'll get together for the next time, all right? But I love how you said that part about assumption and about we need to listen to each other and not assume. And I love that question. How can I show up in this moment? Because I think sometimes we are so focused on getting our point across that we don't really take the time to really listen to what the other person is going through. We don't take that time to listen.
I'm really, and here's the thing, everyone's not in the place to have some of these conversations. Like, for example, if you ask a normal person, how can I show up? Most people will say, I'm all right. And that's when you have to push, no, what do you need from me? How can I be a friend? How can I be there for you in this moment? And you have to push the conversation. Everyone's not there. So you have to, it's a growing process. And even part of building that relationships and families is we got hidden secrets, and this is something I'm getting from Ayanla, is a lot of times we're functioning and we haven't even sit down and really had a conversation. Where are you in life? What's impacting you? What are you feeling in this season? You know, what are you holding on to that you need to let go? All of these questions to really create dialogue, and it's not to be deep and, you know, psychological, but it's more so, you say you love this person. You say you care about this person. If you care about them, then let's be there for one another.
Yeah. I love that. You know, you talk about becoming a transformational coach. How did you get to that place where you said, you know what, this is what I want to do? Or was it more so the fact that you've gone?
Yeah, good question. So it started off through the coaching, and part of one of the things that we did, we wrote our mission statement. So we explored our core values, and we explored the actions of life that speak to us. So at the end of that, my mission is to build, encourage, motivate growth in myself and others. So as I became clear about my mission, I also realized that really what I wanted to see is people not only grow, but transform from where they are to where they desire to be. And so check this out. This is what transform means. It means to make a thorough or dramatic change in form. Look, a thorough or dramatic change in form. That's what transformation means. So then you look at thorough, it means rigorous, exhaustive, detailed, meticulous. And then dramatic means considerable, substantial. So when I really started thinking about it, I was like, this is really what I want to see in the lives of others, where they no longer see any resemblance of who they were and step into the greatness of who their creator designed them to be. So that's when the growth, not only the growth came, but then the transformation. And so I was fighting it for a long time, but that's just at the core of what I really believe in, where I'm going.
Wow. I got to tell you this. When I saw you, I've seen your videos that you post during your workouts, like you're doing that workout. That I saw the transformation that you made on Facebook. You know, I saw you do it. And I have to tell you this, you have been inspiring so many people. At one point, you were, people were joining in. Were they joining in with you during your weight, during the transformation? Were they doing that? Were they joining in with you daily, online?
Yeah. So I started what is called the 30-30 challenge, which is 30 days, 30 reps of 4 exercises. And so it was just just something to keep me motivated, part of that, revelation about who I was and keeping the weight off. And I said, well, let's grow this community. And so each time, this is the second time that I've done it. And again, people see me outwardly by the weight, but I try. One of the things that is hard to communicate, people can't see the mindset shift. And so I'm trying to figure out a way to so that people can really see that this transformation, the weight is just a byproduct of what really happened on the inside, which is mindset.
Right. I love that. Because your mindset, you have to change your mindset, or you're gonna do the same thing. And I love how you said that, Eric. Your mindset affects every area of your life, so you change that mindset. When you got to that point, you had that cathartic moment in your kitchen. You had that cathartic moment in your kitchen. How did you immediately start with the new mindset after that? Did it just click for you like that? Because sometimes it happens for people like that in that way, or sometimes people go through the process. How did you go about that?
So let me explain something to you. Now, this is an old thinking. I'm going to challenge some people in the way, and that's what a transformational coach do. I'm going to challenge the way you think about yourself and what you, everything that you believe. It may not mean that what I'm challenging you about is going to change what you believe, but I'm going to challenge the way you think. Most people, true transformation don't happen overnight in an instant.
Right.
You think about, let's go to something real that people can see.
Right.
Eating. Most people don't get fat overnight. It takes years and years and years of unhealthy eating. And most of us, it started from childhood, eating bad foods and eating patterns. You know, in African-American neighborhoods, part of what we do is we eat. Part of every social event is eating. Part of church is eating. You know, you in church praising God and all that other stuff, and then you looking for after church because, sister down there, putting some fried chicken together. So all of these things have been developed over years and years. So when you're talking about transformation, it's not going to happen overnight. You're not just going to wake up and say, I'm eating all the right foods, I'm a vegetarian, or whatever the case may be. It's going to take a lot of work. So when you think about mindset, one of the things, exercises that I work with people on is becoming very clear about the lies that we all tell ourselves. So here's one of the things when it comes to mindset. I'm going to tell a story and I'm going to give you. I had told myself for years that I was not a runner. I saw people doing marathons. I saw people doing running. I saw Oprah do her marathon. I said, ooh, that would be so nice to do that, but I'm not a runner. Put an elliptical machine out on the road, I can go for hours. I was working out, going to the gym on the elliptical machine, on the treadmill, and were walking and so forth for hours. But when it came down to running, I had lied and convinced myself that I was not a runner. So that was the lie. So when I decided that I wanted to try to do a 5K, I had to address the lie. And the only way you can address the lie is feed it with truth. So one of the things that I have is a group coaching session that I'm about to release and start, where we target the lies. All the lies: I'll never be rich, I'll always be broke, all these lies that we tell ourselves over and over again, and they become core values.
Right.
In order to kill the lie, we have to then define what is my truth. My lie was I'm not a runner. So my truth is I can run a 5K. That's the truth. So then I had to become clear about, I had to affirm the truth. So I had to create affirmations to affirm my truth. So one of the affirmations that I started was Marianne Williams' poem. It was made popular by Akilah and the Bee. It says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our, we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about you shrinking so that others won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in all of us. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give permission for others to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fears, our presence liberates others. Now, I told myself this every day. And I told myself that every day and every day and sometimes a couple of times a day, because what I had to do was I had 42 years of unbelief, 42 years of low self-esteem, 42 years of negative mindsets about what I look like, my capabilities. So now I have to feed it and affirm the truth that was always inside of me. And that helped shift my mindset. So back to the core of your question is, if you're really thinking about transformation and changing, you'll have an epiphany in a moment, but true transformation takes time. It takes energy. It takes investments of work. You got to put in the work.
Yes, I love how you said that. Work, energy, investment. You know, we put our energy into other things sometimes, then we wonder how come we don't find success because we're putting our energy in the wrong direction. Investing in yourself is powerful. That's what we need to do. And that's what you've done. That's what you are doing right now. Let me ask this question. When you started to do this change and people started recognizing this change, did that change your the essence of your relationships? Your new mindset?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. But you know what? I'm so clear about what I'm called to do and my place in this world, I understand that where I go is going to shift relationships, meaning that there are going to be some people that's not going to go with me in my future. And it's okay.
Right.
It's not that I don't want to, it's not that I'm pushing them away. It's not that I don't love, respect them, and want to have them a part of my relationship. I just realized that there is times where you're going to outgrow people, or people are going to have opinions about you that's there, not necessarily inaccurate, but it causes them to shift. And I'm not responsible for what other people think about me. I'm responsible for how I show up in the world. And as long as I'm constantly releasing positive energy and I'm constantly releasing love, and constantly releasing the power, that energy, then that's the only responsibility and obligation that I have. So, yes, it shifted, but it also has shifted how I show up in relationships, meaning I listen more empathetically.
Right.
Coach Mark is different from friend Mark. So I don't try to fix my friends because until they I don't try to coach my friends. Until they come to me and ask me for help, then I show up as a friend.
I like how you say that.
Yeah.
Now, thank you for sharing that. Now, what stuck out to me was when you said, I am not responsible for what others think of me. You know, I'm glad that I love the way you said that, and it takes the ownership off of you. It's not for you to carry that. It's not for you to carry. It's not for the person to carry or wonder, you know, how does the person think of me? You know, you focusing on yourself and whatever issue that they have, it's their issue, it's not your issue.
Yeah, and it's easier said than done, because we're relational people. We feed off relationships, and if we care about people, we don't want to see the people that we care about and that we love to separate from that. So, but also too is we have to part of shifting mindset and being that, because people think you all that. I have people that think you, oh, because they see me in action. Oh, some people will celebrate it, but there's other people that don't celebrate it. And if I'm always constantly thinking about what other people perceive me to be and are trying to change based off of what people perceive and desire and think of me, then I'm not living my truest authentic self, as Mother Oprah says. And my desire right now, and that's true happiness. You talk about true happiness is living your truest authentic self unapologetically.
Right. Yeah, let me ask you a question. So you're making these changes, going back to what you shared before in the beginning. You're talking about being aware. We're talking about sabotaging. Talking about maintenance. That about the whole part about maintenance plan, the mindset. Where are you in your journey right now?
Well, right now in my journey is I'm constantly getting better. So, you know, one of the things that, I think about as a child, I came from a single parent home and my mother worked really hard, but there were times where she just could not do. And there's a rationale. I'm going somewhere with this. And many people understand this story, you know, especially from disadvantaged or low economic environments. And I remember there were times, even as hard as she worked, that I came home and the lights were off or the water was off. And vividly, I remember a time where I was carrying 5-gallon buckets of water from my uncle's house that lived blocks down the street because our water was off. And so if you imagine a young teenage boy carrying this bucket, you know, full of water, you know, drenching, splashing out of the bucket, getting on my legs and everything, just so we could have water in the house. Right. What that did was it put in me an idea of I just didn't want to struggle. So I never wanted to be great. I had so much potential. Everyone saw it. But all I wanted to be is okay. I didn't want to have that same struggle. And so when you looked at me or when you talked to me, everyone was like, oh, you're this, you're that. But for me, I just didn't want to struggle. So I went to school to get an education so I wouldn't have to struggle. I worked hard so I wouldn't have to struggle. Now I'm in a place where I've taken all the limits off myself. I've taken all of the boundaries off myself. And I said, the creator, our God, if he painted the universe, if he hung the stars, the moon, and everything cohesively works together, I mean, he allowed a person to imagine an object flying in space, defying gravity, and traveling across the world or going to another planet. He allowed someone to imagine that and then create it. If he can do that, then he's given me power, the ability to be whatever I want to be. And if I imagine it, if I think it, that means there's a possibility. So you ask me where I'm at? I'm living in a place of unlimited possibilities and potential. And my goal is to keep on living and investing the energy in myself so that I can be everything that my creator designed for me from the day my mother and father conceived.
Wow. You know, first of all, I want to say thank you, Coach Mark. I appreciate you even sharing that. You know, you broke it down. You broke it down for us. You know, and I wanted to have you on here because you are phenomenal. If you guys get an opportunity, sit down with Coach Mark. He's going to challenge your mindset. He's going to definitely challenge your mindset. And he's phenomenal. Now, I'm going to have to make him my my personal coach as well. But, you know, we joke about that. But I had to have you come on because I'm seeing you doing these great things. I saw you did a conference a few months ago, right?
Yeah.
Conference online. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so part of me getting clear about my goals is I wanted to do an empowerment conference that helped people with the mindset. So I did an online virtual conference. It was my first conference. I stepped out on radical action, didn't know how I was going to do so. In less than 2 months, I put a full conference together and worked it and got some support from five other speakers. Had live entertainment. We made the thing happen, and we just poured into people all day with becoming the change that you desire, pushing past limited beliefs, creating affirmations, all of those things. And it ended up being, check this out, I'm just so blessed to really, you know, just at the success of it. I had people tune in from Africa. I had people tune in from Europe. It was an international conference. Right now we have over, it's still up, so we had over 1,000 plus people that engaged in the conference throughout the session, throughout the day, and afterwards. Just it was just amazing. And what we did was it was free of charge, and all we did was all day was invest in people to shift mindsets.
Hmm. Whew. Wow. I'm so excited for you and for everything that you're bringing to the table and helping people to shift their mindset. And I'm just, you know, you see people talk about it. There's another thing. There's a difference with actually seeing people actually out there doing their dream, actually stepping out. You stepped out. You did something you hadn't done before, and look how God has blessed you and what you've done. Now's the first time. Just imagine what it's going to be like the second time you do it, the next time you do it.
Yeah, it wore me out. I'm not going to even lie. I had to take a month off just to get my mind together. I was trying to figure it out, but it wore me out. But you know what? Here's one of the things. We live in our head, and
right. Fear
drives us oftentimes. Fear. So if there's something preventing you from moving forward, check this out, and this is good. If you don't take anything from our conversation tonight, those of you that's listening, and Christy, I see you. Livia, I see you. Yvonne, I see you. If you don't take anything from the conversation tonight, if there's something stopping you and preventing you from moving forward, the first thing you need to do is find out why. You need to start exploring, why am I having difficulty moving forward? It's either fear, has something to do with imposter syndrome, meaning that I don't feel like I'm worthy enough in that or to do it, or I don't feel adequate to step into it. And if you have it in your mind, there is some logic behind you know, you need more preparation and so forth. But in most cases, it's the fear that's keeping you from moving forward. Me and you, we had a conversation the last time you were in Atlanta, and we were talking about some things business-wise. And what did the first thing I asked you was, what are you afraid of?
I know, right? That's the first thing I was thinking about when you were saying that. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, so... Yes. It's really, and it goes back to that learn, be, do. I want to do this action, but there's something preventing me. Then I need to figure out, I need to learn what's happening that's preventing me from doing that.
Mm. You know, I got to say this, as a friend, I appreciate you even, one of the things you do is that you hold the person accountable. Just give them some time, then you come back and say, hey, what happened? You know, how have you done? You know, so I am making some progress. You know, I'm not going to tell you guys what it is. I'll tell you guys soon. But you know what it is. You know what it is. And try to actually face it and actually say, what are you afraid of? Because what you're talking about, you can apply to every area of your life. Some things we feel more comfortable with, or I feel more adequate in this area, but in this other area, something that's totally different, some of us are just afraid to move forward. So you did go there. You did bring it up, and it does make you think. So the guys listening, when you think about what's preventing you from moving forward, what's really, really preventing you moving forward, hey, what's up, guys? You know, really to look at it, see, is it fear? What am I afraid of? You know, that's one thing that even speaking with Coach Mark, that really, really helped me out and continues to help me out. So I definitely appreciate you. And I definitely wanted you to come on the show because I just spent just a little time talking with them. Just imagine for you guys who are in the Atlanta area, what can happen if you reach out to Coach Mark. You know, Coach, can you give them your before we leave tonight, I want to make sure you give them your information so they can reach out to you.
Yeah, so I'm just so humbled that you allow me to your platform to have a conversation with you and all those that are on the call. Good evening. I think it's Charisse. I see you. Thank you for sharing, and hopefully that I've said something that has impacted you. I am on all social media platforms. My biggest presence is here on Facebook right now, and you can find me at Coach Mark Morton, and that's K with Mark with a K, and Morton like Morton salt. So Coach Mark, like the Bible, the New Testament Mark, and Morton like Morton salt, M-O-R-T-O-N. And my website is coachmarkmorton.com. I'm in the process of revamping it, so it's a landing page. You can leave your information, and we'll send it. Actually, I want to offer something for all the listeners and those that may listen later, this freebie. If you go to my my website, coachmarkmorton.com, and you leave your name and email address, I'll send you my free gift. And it's a five-step process for clearing your energy and feeding your soul and spirit. So I know we're coming to the end. What it does is anytime that you feel off, anytime that you need to re-energize, anytime that you can use it to kick off your day, you can use it to end your day. It's five steps. It usually you can do it in less than 10 minutes, but it walks you through a process of going from let me have a mindfulness moment into let me forgive myself or let me practice forgiveness. There's an affirmation exercise in it. There's a feeding your soul with energy, feeding your energy through listening through some music and so forth. And then the last piece is a gratitude. And I practice this anytime that I need energy, and it will shift you. If you're feeling unfocused, do this exercise, it'll pull you right out of it. You're feeling down, do this exercise, it'll pull you right out of it.
Well, listen, I'm going to coachmarkmorton.com, leave my information. Even though you haven't, I would like to receive this free gift as well. You know, but I'm glad you came on tonight, Coach Mark. And because people need to know. And, you know, and God bless us, you know, whether you're a therapist, whether you're a transformational coach, you know, whatever it is, giving back to people, God blesses you. And when you're open to receive it, because some of us might be going through, we might be in those same spots, same situations that you expressed, where you've come out of, so for you to come on and to share, and he's not just giving light nuggets. He's giving some meaty nuggets for you to chew on for a while, for a long, long time, you know, and you've just given a lot of yourself in just these, in just this hour, less than an hour. And so I just want to say, I appreciate you for taking out your time to come through and to encourage us and to show us another way, you know. And listen, guys, you know, it's very, very important that self-care, that you take care of yourself spiritually, physically, emotionally, psychologically, and all these different things. He's an example. So if you follow him and you go to his website and you see his journey, and I just got to say this, I appreciate you for sharing your journey, and it's been great to see you go through your transformation. Mom says, thanks for the information.
No, thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mama Wright. Come on now, Mama Wright, listening, and she said, "Oh, I'm amazing, Coach. Come on, I'm done for the night. I can go rest because I got Mother's approval. If Mother approves, then everything's good. But listen, I'm here on Facebook. Come and follow my Facebook. I'm dropping motivational videos. I'm doing all types of stuff. This is the community that I'm really live on here on Facebook. So follow me on Coach at Coach Mark Morton. I have a page. And I love to connect with my community and other Transformers. We're going to get better. Listen, we're going to get better together. We're going to be better, yeah. Do better, and get better.
She said she sees that you're a YouTube star, so she can go and check you out. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He is.
I'm growing. I'm trying to. I'm trying to get that. Thank you so much, Sharice. I appreciate it. Listen, I went for so long. I went and I didn't believe that I was worthy enough, that people didn't want to hear me. My voice didn't matter. And so you're seeing someone that has put in the work and now using what my creator designed for me and a powerful tool. So thank you. And I'm honored that the fact that you've gotten something out of my voice tonight. Thank you for allowing me to be on your platform.
Listen, I appreciate you. Listen, hopefully this will not be the last time. Hopefully this will not be the last time. Okay, anytime. Okay, I'm holding him to that. So when you become world known, I'm going to remind you. but seriously.
So, Pastor, what did the good word say? Despise not small beginnings. And I was just thinking about, even as we celebrated Dr. King, is we don't go back. And we don't celebrate those shoulders that we stand on, those people that were before us. So thank you so much. I will never forget the platforms that have allowed me this to move and grow.
Amen. God bless you. And guys, make sure you check Coach Martin out. Coach Mark Morton out on his website. And I'm going there right now so I can leave my information so I can get my free gift. But I look forward to you coming back again. And I'll say God bless you and everything that you are doing, Coach Mark.
Thank you again. And peace, love, and let's be better, do better. And as always, we will get better.
Yes, amen. Guys, I appreciate you guys coming through tonight. I have had none other than Coach Mark Morton here. So make sure you check him out. Please come through again next Tuesday. Night 9 to 10. Coach, is there anything you want to say before you leave?
No, that's it. Thank you. Thank you again. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. God bless you guys. I will see you guys again next Tuesday. God bless and have a good one.
Thank you, everyone. Okay. God bless you.